This is Wade Rath here with the Chief Organizer's Report. You have to wonder, does the NSA know how to take no for an answer? President Obama is having to shovel behind the National Security Agency, NSA, way too much for anyone to feel they're in check. The latest hullabaloo is not Brazil this time, but our old buddies in France, as well as Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, who we've been counting on to keep Europe solvent and together while we wage war around the world. Frankly, it's hard to imagine that her cell phone calls ever have anything much to do with U.S. national security, but what do I know? Poor President Obama is left with promising that it's not happening now and won't happen in the future. Seems the everyone does it defense is not working with our pals. Germany and France are talking about taking it all to the United Nations and asking them whether they can rein us in. That's a little embarrassing if you ask me. Then you have Dallas-based Lava Bit. I'm having trouble remembering if the ACLU ever steps up for the privacy of rights of businesses rather than individuals. But a piece in The Guardian detailed the ACLU's filing of an amicus friend of the court brief for LavaBit and its proprietor, Ladar Levison. Levison, as has been widely reported, closed down LavaBit rather than cough up the encryption codes for 40,000 users of his service who'd been promised secure email abilities. And amazingly, this was after he had received a court order and offered to give them the email clues for Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker they were looking for. Wow, that is some wide and high overreaching. Now he's facing a contempt order, huge legal bills, and of course, a loss of his job since he closed it all down. The ACLU takes the position this was overreaching. Well, yeah. As the leaks continue to dribble out about this rogue agency, you get a bad feeling that we've got a long way to go before we hit bottom. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.